There's widespread disappointment that the outdoor retailer trade show won't be returning to Salt Lake City after its current contract runs out. But there's a range of views about how much Utah will be hurt in the long run. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Almost all the tables were taken Friday at the Toaster's Deli facing the Salt Palace Convention Center. But this is almost empty compared to the days when the outdoor retailer trade show was underway across the street.
We are sad and devastated. That show was our lifeline for years.
Ines Huskisch is Toaster's owner. His bottom line is going to be hurt by the fallout from the fight over public lands policies between Utah's elected leaders and the outdoor industry. Because of it, the show's leaving Utah. Some say the convention's 40,000 attendees and $45 million economic boost are replaceable. Huskisch doubts it.
But that's not the same. The people that attempt the outdoor retailers show are the people who are actually improving and promoting our beautiful state, our ski resorts, our lakes, our fishing spots.
Senate President Wayne Niederhauser pointed out that lawmakers have supported the trade show with about $2 million a year. But he also defended a resolution urging President Donald Trump to rescind the new Bears Ears National Monument, which triggered the outdoor industry's exodus. Niederhauser's not worried about the state's brand identity.
I don't think it's going to be hardly a blip on our radar screen financially for the state.
House Majority Leader Brad Wilson of Layton agreed that tourism isn't dependent on the trade show.
I don't see those two are necessarily tethered in the sense that people like recreating here and will keep recreating here.
An analysis 5 years ago estimated the outdoor recreation economy in Utah at $12 billion a year with 122,000 jobs. Judy Fays, KUER News.